Hi, I'm so glad you're here. This is Melissa, and together let's find those grounding magical moments in our lives that nourish our spirituality. I was doing house cleaning and was feeling a little sorry for myself. I was feeling hurt and feeling like I was the only one who cared enough about the house to clean it. I don't love cleaning. I'm doing it because the house needs care and attention. So I was feeling a little bit woeful. I saw a lot of dirty spots and evidence of long-time neglect. My heart actually kind of ached and tugged a little bit. Like when I had to throw away functional items, like when I have to produce trash. I felt sorry towards the house, an inanimate structure. I felt like it deserved better, and I feel bad that I had let it turn into this state, and also bad that I'm not loving the cleaning. So full story is that, of course, it was a subjective perception of mine. Objectively, the house was not filthy and it wasn't totally neglected. I think it was just suddenly caused me to suddenly feel more strongly about the situation of the house. It's a new, different feeling for some reason, and it's a more personal feeling. I'm not just feeling a little resentful about the cleaning chores. I was feeling a little bit of sadness and heartache, like I said, about the house itself. And so on the house chore side of it, there are definitely other aspects of care and attention that I'm not paying to the house. It's not like I'm cleaning all the time and still find the house not in a great condition. It was more about a new feeling coming to me, and it's like a window through which I'm being spoken to that, hey, there's some new information about, based on the way I was feeling. So realizing this brought in an opportunity for a new awareness. I started thinking about why this was not about dividing up chores, but exploring why I am having more emotions. And because it kind of felt like I was being spoken to, I started feeling a little less about wanting to clean the house because I felt kind of special, to be honest, actually. This light ache moved me enough to take action with affection and gratitude. And it makes me feel like it's almost a personal relationship. It's like I'm the only one perceiving the message or feeling from the house, and I'm the only one who can hear. How special. Realistically, I can't speak for others, so there's no way of comparing. But just for myself, this spark and connection, hopefully for the times when we're not happy to be doing chores, can serve as a morale boost and an encouragement that we're being moved and doing it because we're interacting with the house energetically, moved by something beyond myself that doesn't have to do with other family members and what they do. A mundane task is no longer a forced mundane. It came from our spiritual awareness. What makes this spiritual is realizing a way we can have a relationship with not just things and also places. It's not that surprising that we have this relationship with our homes, which is where we live and filled with our energy. And this matches many spiritual worldviews where there will be spirits of a place, it'll be energetically influenced by whoever dwells there. For me, the concept of energetic space clearing have always seemed kind of grandiose and too abstract to me. And so, in contrast, I find this connection from the ground up is another way to approach it. Instead of from, you know, the what we cannot see, I personally am finding a different way to build that connection. Through mundane clearing, we develop more intuition about what the space needs, and it opens the path to whatever is needed next. For example, I might start from the wiping and scrubbing to noticing I feel like what I want next for the space is maybe sound clearing. And I feel assured that if I've perceived feelings such as the heartache I mentioned beyond the physical, such as seeing dirt and stains, I am connected to the web of life and life energy would be flowing. That's the state of spirituality and abundance we look for through other means anyway. It doesn't have to be through other means. House cleaning can be a connection to the divine. It is where I am. It is where I am all the time. And it is right here. So back to the subject. If you need a morale boost or a pat on the back about house cleaning, acknowledge that you might be achieving spiritual growth and connection. There might be a deeper reason and actually a positive side of you doing this. Your house loves you back. Okay, so that's all I have today, and thanks for tuning in. I'll see you next time.